Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is January the 16th, and on this day in 1992, Eric Clapton records Eric Clapton Unplugged for MTV. The album is a real classic. It went to number one in the US, Canada, Australia, Denmark, Holland, New Zealand, Japan and many others. Only got to number two in the UK, though. It won a lot of Grammy Awards, including Record of the Year, and contains the brilliant versions of Tears in Heaven and Layla, both of which are fantastic. Also on this day, in 2016, Bruce Springsteen began his The River Tour with a show in Pittsburgh. On many stops, he plays the full album from 1980 throughout. The tour is the year's most successful, grossing over $268 million in the process. And on this day in 1965, the Guess Who released their debut album, Shaking All Over. It would start their run to glory by going to number one in Canada. But the focus of today's show is about a single released on this day in 1981. Yes, on this day in 1981, The Clash released the single Hitsville, UK. The song came from their fourth studio album, Sandinista. The record was a triple album and contained 36 songs. It was a real mix, though, containing likes of reggae and jazz and gospel, folk, disco and more. Probably because of this, it was the band's lowest charting album here in the UK, just breaking the top 20, peaking at 19. The song itself, then, it was a nod to Motown Records, who called itself Hitsville USA, and the track was a duet between lead guitarist Mick Jones and his then-girlfriend Ellen Foley, who had previously duetted with Meatloaf on his hit Paradise by the Dashboard Light from the Bat Out of Hell album. Now, I interviewed Ellen Foley about a year ago now, and I'm going to play a short clip of that where we're talking about her working with The Clash and her time in the UK during that period. It's famously documented that you dated Mick Jones from The Clash, and they were obviously a huge band as well, and that led to a really cool collaboration between yourself and Mick and Joe and the rest of the band, Topper and all that sort of stuff, not only on your second album, Spirit of St. Louis, but on their albums as well. You sang songs on Sandinista and other things like that. I mean, obviously, personal things aside, I mean, how was that as a working relationship with you guys?
It was fun. I was a little bit fish out of water. I felt like I was back in the studio with Ian Hunter, because vocally I didn't think I was able to do my, you know, real rock and roll peak. You know, I mean, in this show we were just about to do, we were doing a little mashup of Torchlight, which was from my second album, and Hitsville UK, which, you know, Hitsville UK is basically me, you know, multi-tracked, and we were going to do a great version of it, and I was excited about that. But it was a whole, you know, new experience for me, a life experience, you know, being in this. I mean, it was like 79, you know, 2 years after 1977, when, you know, these guys and other people created a whole new sort of genre and life. But, you know, and here I am, like, hello, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. How I got into that. But anyway, I always say that life experience adds up to where you are right now. And I'm good. I'm good. I'm cool. Life is great.
And what was it like being in the UK then around that time, coming over here and experiencing all that sort of stuff?
It was, you know, a little bleak for me. Yeah, you know, that was, you know, right in the middle of the Thatcher stuff. And I just always remember something that's like emblematic for me is like when the pubs closed at 9 or 10 o'clock, there would just be people outside of pubs just beating each other up, you know, because their outlet. They've been cut off. But it was a little rough. And coming from New York, really, it's so crazy how compressed my experience was in that decade, because I had just, moved to New York from the Midwest, from St. Louis in 1972. And here, 8 years later, here I am in a whole other scene.
Whole other lifestyle.
Whole other movie.
Yes,
a whole
indeed.
Other movie.
There you go, Ellen Foley there talking about her time with Mick Jones from The Clash and how bleak it was in the UK at that point. And you can hear more about this, how she was literally thrown out of her own studio while recording her debut solo album by Mott the Hoople's Ian Hunter, who is producing. And of course, you can hear about her time with Jim Steinman and Meatloaf working on the brilliant Bat Out of Hell album. Hear all that on episode 51 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for today's episode. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with more on This Day Rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.